Welcome everyone. Today I'm going to talk about how you can work with ASP.NET Entity Framework 4.0 and use stored procedure for your common insert, update, delete kind of statements and let your stored procedure be used along with your model to modify the database values. So that's the configuration you need to do in the model, and we'll be seeing in our demo how to do that. So let's go into the Visual Studio. Where I have a blank project, and let me add my entity data model from the database. So add new item, choose my entity data model, and then say yes, and then generate model from database, and choose my database testdb.dbo, which has got few stored procedures already created, and we'll be seeing it in a short while. Now it will populate the tables and stored procedures. So let me choose the employee table and the stored procedures I have created: delete employee, insert employee, and update employee. So once I say finish, I will be able to get the model. So once my model is kind of ready, now in the model window, if I right click and say model browser, I'll be able to see what is there in my store. So in my store, I'll be able to see that delete employee, insert employee, and update employee store procedure already coming up. But it doesn't have any information available in the model. So how to bring them into the model? I don't need to bring them into the model until unless I want to call them as function. If I want to use it along with the entity, so what I'd do a little bit of modification by going into the stored procedure mapping and then choose the respective stored procedure. So I have got insert employee, and since the parameter name matches with the column name defined in the table, it automatically matches in the both models. So I can see that employee name varchar is matching with the employee name available in the stored procedure model. So let me just freeze this window and then go into the next one, which is update stored procedure. Now I say update stored procedure, and I see that employee ID and employee name both are associated. And then once I go into the third one, which is my delete employee, I get to see the employee ID already associated with it. So now what I can go ahead and check my SQL under profiler, and if I open the profiler, it comes up, and let me just keep it running in the background. So let's say run with the default setting, and now once I write few lines of code at the back end, so to I say using var cdx equals to new test db entities, and then I come over here and then create an instance of employee equals to new employee. And then let's say I want to add the employee name equals to 123. It's fine. And then finish it up. Employee ID is auto generated, so it won't create any trouble. It'll automatically get data from database. Now, if I say cdx.addObject and add emps to that, and then the object I just now have created, and say ctx.saveChanges, I can also get the value. So let's see, it's added already. Now if I go ahead into my SQL query analyzer, see 123 is added already into my SQL server, and I then get to see one insert employee stored procedure getting automatically called instead of firing raw insert into kind of statement. And it is also applicable for update and delete. For example, I want to update this record number 5 with some other value. So what I can do, I can write a small piece of code here saying that from emp in cdx dot m swear emp dot id employee id equals 5 select emp dot first. Then I see that employee is coming up over here, and now I want to modify this employee name with a new name. Once I create it, and save the changes, it will automatically be updated. Now let me just clear it up, the profiler, and then have a fresh output. Now once I execute this code, I should be able to get things updated into my employee to new name over here. And if I go into my SQL profiler, I'll be able to see one update statement getting fired. Now, what happens if I run the same code with 1, 2, 3, but with no mapping? So let me just go ahead and remove all the stored procedure function mapping over here. So in the insert employee, I said delete, the mapping will be deleted. I said delete, and then I said delete. It's kind of clean, so which is typical scenario if you don't customize it. Now, if you want to update this employee and with the new value which I have selected, now let me run it. I will just run and then go off. Now in the meantime, I can just come over here into my SQL and then see new employee 103 getting generated. And also the profiler shows me update statement instead of it is calling the update employee stored procedure. It is firing raw update statement through sp underscore execute SQL stored procedure, which is system generated stored procedure. Right, so that's the kind of scenario which you get. Now the things situation might occur over here that you might want to use it as function, but by default no stored procedure comes by default as function. So what you can do, you can just write in the update employee and say add function import. If you want to see how the update employee stored procedure is written, so let's just open it up. This is delete employee, it's insert employee, and this is update employee. It doesn't actually return anything, right? It takes employee ID and employee name. You can have the return type as well if you want to, but since it doesn't return anything, I say that it returns a collection of none. And then I get the column information to see how it should look like. There's no tabular output, so it doesn't really show anything. Now say okay. Now update employee is kind of pretty. Now what I can do in the program.cs, instead of me getting the employee first and then updating, I can directly call that from the CTX as function. So if I say CTX dot update employee, which comes as function, and then I pass on employee ID updated through function. So if I just type it out and then try executing it just to see what is the output. Now if I go ahead in the SQL Query Analyzer and it shows you updated through function. Now in the profiler, it calls the update employee stored procedure without me mapping it to the entity model, but I can use it as function. So you can reuse existing setup store procedures for many scenarios. If it doesn't fit with your exact entity you have created or modified, you can still use them as functions. So if it has to update my many tables and then it's a bit complex for you to fit into the current scenario, you can still use them. So the effort which you have put into the store procedure creation so far will not go waste. Thank you very much, and you have a wonderful day.